Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Dearborn Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Talking and praying this week about humility, about the living with humility, gaining humility from God, showing humility to one another, showing humility in our relationship with God. And so we're going to wrap up the week with kind of the reverse of yesterday's topic. Yesterday we talked about humility that brings wisdom. Now we're going to talk and pray about humility that comes from wisdom. And so not only does humility produce wisdom, but wisdom ought to produce humility. And so James chapter 3, verse 13 says, "Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom." James has a lot to say about wisdom. In fact, he says that if we lack wisdom, we should ask God, who gives generously without finding fault. And then he turns around and says, who is wise and understanding among you? I always think that's an interesting question. Can you imagine a group gathering and that question being asked out loud? At one level, I'm guessing most people would think, well, I am. But at another level, we would, at least many of us, would be a little hesitant to be bold enough to say that. And I think that's partly where the humility comes in. Some of it is an uncertainty in our own life. We know our limitations and our weaknesses. We have an accurate or somewhat accurate evaluation of the lack of knowledge that we have in some areas. But God says through James that if we want to be known, if we want to be seen as wise and understanding, that we should show it through our deeds. James is pretty heavy on what we believe being evident by what we do. And that follows through in every aspect of what he writes about. And this wise and understanding, I suspect if we were to soften it a little bit and not ask who is wise and understanding, but who wants to be wise and understanding, we'd be a lot more willing to say yes. So James comes along and says that one of the ways that we can grow in being wise and understanding, obviously other than asking God for wisdom, which is the beginning, is to practice it. Most of what we do, if we want to become the very best, is accomplished through practice. There are things that we have natural talents and abilities for that we're pretty good at. And sometimes in those areas of life, we're good enough to get by, and we never really accomplish our full potential because, well, we're satisfied with getting by. We're not willing to practice. I suspect if you follow sports at all, there's players that you know of that have natural talent and ability that make major league teams, but don't seem to have the impact that players with seemingly less ability have. And I suspect that part of that reason is perhaps they're not feeling the need to practice as much as the one who knows they need to practice. And this being wise and understanding is a continual practice of good deeds. Good deeds in the humility that comes from wisdom. You see, yesterday we talked about humility producing wisdom. And today we're going to think more about wisdom producing humility. Because the more that we know God, the more that our wisdom comes from Him, the more clearly we see exactly who we are compared to Him. The more clearly we see exactly who we are compared to one another. And all of a sudden, the motivation behind our good deeds comes from the wisdom that God gave us. Sometimes we do good deeds because, well, it gets us noticed. We do good deeds because it accomplishes what we want as a goal in life. We do good deeds because, well, people expect it. We do good deeds for a lot of reasons, and sometimes those motivations are a little suspect, but they accomplish what needs to be done. But God says, what happens when our good deeds are done out of humility? We do good deeds because we consider others better than ourselves. We do good deeds because we consider God to be in charge. We do good deeds because we want to imitate Jesus, who came to seek and to save that which was lost. You see, all of a sudden, the wisdom that we have from God, the fear of the Lord being the beginning of wisdom and knowledge, the application of what we know about God, the application of what God reveals to us through His Spirit and through His Word, produces humility. Because we recognize that we're not doing great things for God because we're so good at it. We're doing great things for God because He's so good at it. And that it's by His grace and by His power and by His Spirit. You can read throughout the Old Testament, there would be times where kings especially, but leaders within the nation of Israel at various levels would begin to think pretty highly of themselves. And they would attribute their victories to their armies, to their might, to their power, to their wisdom, to themselves. And invariably, God would bring about discipline in a way that made it clear that they weren't as powerful and mighty and wise as they thought they were. Now, that ought to teach us a couple things. One big lesson is it ought to teach us a lesson of humility, of viewing ourselves accurately and viewing God accurately. I know I'm not one that desires God to have to knock me down a few pegs, so to speak, to have to discipline me because somehow I begin to think that I'm such a great person and accomplish great things because of me. I know better than that. And this godly wisdom produces a humility because it helps us to see ourselves and it helps us to see God. And so we serve one another with humility. We learn to listen. We learn to accommodate. We learn to understand. I'm not saying this removes all conflicts. There's times where people get set in what they want, and it's not what's best for the group. It's not what's best for the kingdom. It's not what's best for God's family. And so serving in humility isn't about letting chaos reign, but it's about our attitude. So this week, as we've been praying about living with humility. It's kind of like that word meekness. If you've been around Deer Run much, you've heard David talk about it, that strength under control. It's a humility, but it's a humility filled with strength. And when we live with this humility, a humility that comes from wisdom and a humility that produces wisdom, we find a strength because God's in control. So we live that way. And we learn when it's appropriate. As the apostles would do when they stand up and say, you decide for yourselves whether this is right or wrong, but as for us, we cannot stop speaking about Jesus. It wasn't, though it may seem like a very bold and arrogant statement, it was a statement born out of humility. They knew who they were and they knew who God is. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us what we need to accomplish good deeds done in humility. A humility produced by wisdom, a wisdom produced by us asking you, produced by our fear and respect for you, produced by our relationship with you and an acknowledgement of who you are and who we are in comparison. Father, forgive us for those times where we begin to think that we're in charge and we're something special and we know it all. Father, may we continue to, as your word tells us, to motivate, to spur one another on to love and good deeds. Forgive us for those times when we stumble, when we fall, when we're not serving in humility and wisdom. But also, Father, help us to be clear on what that looks like. Help us to be clear on how we serve for the greater good of the community, of the body, of the kingdom. How we protect and how we hold fast to the word of truth. How the strength of humility is lived out and apparent and not just viewed as a weakness. So, Father, today help us to live with a pursuit of you that produces a wisdom that's applied in our actions, in our thoughts, in our words, in our deeds. And may it come from a humility that this wisdom produces. And Father, whatever it is that you call us to today, whatever decisions we make, whatever interactions we have, May we begin with a foundation of wisdom that comes from you, a wisdom that produces humility, and a humility that represents Jesus. And so, God, today, help us to lift up Jesus in everything that we do, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.